This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The bombardment of Libya is in its second day now. The U.S., Britain, and France have struck Libyan military installations and Libyan government forces on the ground. Admiral Mike Mullen, the top American military officer, says the coalition has succeeded in creating a no-fly zone. Here he is this morning on Fox News Sunday.
We've had a very significant impact very early in establishing this no-fly zone and supporting the mission, which is to protect civilians and also to be able to provide corridors or create the conditions for humanitarian relief.
From Libya, Muammar Gaddafi remains defiant in the face of what he calls colonial crusader aggression. We'll hear more specifics on the military operations, but first to NPR's Eric Westervelt, who's in Tobruk in eastern Libya. That's an area controlled by the opposition. Eric, hello.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I am well, sir. Thank you. I understand you've been keeping in touch with members of the rebel forces. What do you hear from them?
Well, some of the rebel officials we've talked to on the ground here in eastern Libya say, you know, they're certainly excited by the attacks on Gaddafi's forces so far, and the implementation of a no-fly zone and the strikes so far on his ground forces. But they're really hoping for more targeted strikes on his ground troops, especially his heavy artillery and tanks. And there are hopes that the attacks helped prompt more of his troops to sort of flip sides and turn on the colonel.
Eric, what have you heard about the scene in Benghazi today, after the fighting yesterday?
Well, Benghazi, the west of here, is relatively quiet today, Leanne. We're told from rebel officials here and from witnesses that his forces have retreated from the city and are pulling back even from the outskirts of Benghazi. There was fierce fighting there all day Saturday, and local hospitals today tell us that nearly 100 people were killed yesterday in that fighting and several hundred wounded. The fighting really came into the central part of that city. There were reports of pro-Gaddafi snipers even in the center of town near the rebels' headquarters. This, of course, was all the while the Libyan government was proclaiming a ceasefire in effect. But today it is much calmer there. Some people who fled the fighting there yesterday are now returning to Benghazi today.
Are you hearing anything more from the government in Tripoli? As we said, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi has responded with defiance.
Well, that defiance continues. You know, he's called it a new Hitlerism, these attacks, and colonial crusader aggression, and he's pledged to arm Libyans to defend themselves. The regime has also showed off civilians it calls voluntary human shields who've taken up positions at some key locations in Tripoli, including his main compound headquarters. So not surprisingly, after 42 years in power, he seems to be digging in deeper for a long fight and remains as defiant as ever, Leanne.
Eric, you're in Tobruk at the eastern edge of Libya. Have you seen or heard any airstrikes?
We have not seen or heard anything directly. Most of the airstrikes so far have been on command and control centers along the coast in Tripoli, we're told, and some radar installations, so nothing visible here yet.
NPR's Eric Westervelt on the line from Tobruk in eastern Libya. Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.